On Election Day, residents in 11 states voted to ban gay marriage. In some of those states, they also voted to prevent same-sex couples from receiving the same benefits that are available to married couples. Corporate America, however, seems to be moving in an opposite direction. More than 40% of the Fortune 500 companies now offer health care benefits to domestic partners, gay and straight. Thousands of smaller firms also offer these benefits. NPR's Wendy Kaufman has more from Seattle.
The Village Voice, a New York alternative newspaper, was the first U.S. employer to offer health benefits to domestic partners. That was back in 1982. It took nearly a decade for the first publicly traded firm, Lotus Software, to offer the benefits. Over the next several years, dozens of large companies signed on. But it took Detroit to really put domestic partner benefits on the corporate radar screen, says Daryl Hersheff of the Human Rights Campaign.
A watershed moment was back in 2000 when the big three automakers all together decided to go ahead and provide domestic partner benefits. And I think since then we haven't seen any retreat in the number of companies that are doing that, and I don't see the trend going away anytime soon.
Hi, welcome to Washington Mutual. How can I help you?
Seattle-based Washington Mutual is one of the largest financial institutions in the country and one that offers domestic partner benefits. Senior Vice President Kim Cannon says about 1,800 of the company's 55,000 employees take advantage of them.
I think that we can safely say, given those numbers, that it has been very well received. Providing benefits in the manner that we do is very good for business.
Employers look at much more than cost when they create benefits packages. Ilse DeVere, a benefits expert at Mercer Human Resource Consulting, the nation's largest HR consulting firm, says companies consider the messages they give to their employees.
And clearly many employers have chosen to send a message that they recognize that employees live in a variety of different households and that there are people who are important to them that they want to take care of.
Critical medical tests, including a biopsy, might have been prohibitively expensive for Sue Newman's partner if Newman had not had domestic partner benefits provided by her employer.
We're unbelievably grateful. I've been with an employer before that had the partner benefits and employers that didn't, and that's a deal breaker for me now. Absolutely.
Newman works for Dexter & Cheney, a niche software company in Seattle. The company's sales manager, Kurt Westberg, also takes advantage of the partner benefits. He sees them as a matter of equity.
Your wife gets sick and she's covered, you know. My partner gets sick and he's not. There's no reason for that. There's no way to say that there's anything fair about that.
Adding partner benefits means additional costs for employers. Nonetheless, the number of companies offering benefits has continued to grow at a fairly steady clip. Consultant DeVere says a year ago, about half of the Fortune 100 companies offered benefits. Today, it's two-thirds.
This has been somewhat of a quiet revolution in corporate America.
She cites a number of reasons why companies began to offer the benefits in large numbers beginning in the late 1990s.
I think, first of all, that labor markets were very tight, and employers were looking for ways to enhance their benefit programs, to make themselves more attractive to potential candidates because there was a lot of competition for candidates.
Even straight employees began asking about the benefits, viewing them as a barometer of a tolerant and open corporate climate, something many were looking for. Contractor laws in San Francisco and Los Angeles that required that firms doing business with the city offer the benefits also made a difference. And says DeVere,
once the benefit began to be offered, it gave individual employees more comfort in going to their own employers to ask for the benefit.
No one really knows what impact the state ballot measures banning gay marriage or marriage-like benefits will have on domestic partner benefits. Major corporations, which are often self-insured, probably won't be affected. But there is speculation that some firms that buy insurance from state-regulated insurance companies might find that the partner policies are no longer available. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.